What's up, guys? Up to hear more.
Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey, hey.
We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of the, I mean, no strangers to the podcast. You know, he's a comedian, content creator, writer, father, business owner, and good friend. Mr. Dion Lack is in the building.
Two fingers That's on two hands.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so far you have had the best entrance because it's been Fumble City with this soundboard ever since we got it. And that was pretty on point.
I appreciate that. What?
See, you need to hear it too to really hear it.
It's like, damn, son, where'd you get that one?
What was that? Come on?
Come on. This is
very
keep it moving. Very unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable sounds. How you feeling today, Dion?
I'm great, man. You know, worked out this morning. That's it.
You worked out?
What'd you do? Chest and legs.
Okay, I didn't know y'all was going to ask for
me. See, everybody thinks I'm about to say something mean.
I thought we was going to move on. Because what I say is it's not considered work. I call it the internet walk.
What's that?
Internet walk. I just walk around my neighborhood, and it's a white woman walk. So a www.
Wasn't trying to do that.
He started so well.
That's it.
So wait, you walked around the block?
Yeah, just listen to some podcasts and just walk. Do a little speed white woman walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
good. Yep.
How long do you count steps?
I do 10K.
You do 10,000 steps in the morning?
Yeah.
At once?
Yeah.
How long does that take? That sounds like a lot.
No, about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 10,000 steps only an hour and a half?
Yeah.
No.
You got to keep moving, man.
I don't believe that.
Believe it.
I don't believe that. That's a lot of steps.
I got nothing.
I'm going to look that up, Dion, because I feel like you're starting off the show with a goddamn lie, and I don't appreciate it.
I think I want to see now. I want to beat this.
All right, man.
But I live in a place
that
can't really walk around.
You can get a lot faster.
That counts as a workout.
There you go. I don't trot or speed up. I just do my little
10,000 steps equates to about 8 kilometers or an hour and 40 minutes of walking.
Come on, easy work.
Depending on your stride length and walking speed.
Mm-hmm. Depending on your length.
Okay. I stand corrected and I apologize for doubting you, sir.
Here it is.
That sounds like
I still don't think you're doing it though.
Are you guys in healthy mood?
I don't give a fuck how long it takes.
I put it on my dog.
The average person, I ain't seeing Dion do the shit. Fuck what you talk about, Dion.
Oh, they said 10K was light work.
Yeah. Who the fuck is saying 10K
y'all
is
just
light work?
Y'all just walking around, huh?
10K is usually what they ask people to do throughout the day. Well, I guess throughout the day you're at work.
That's 6 miles? 10K is 6 miles?
No, about it's not. It's like
8 kilometers, which I don't know how to translate.
No, 10 kilometers is 6 miles.
Well, you're saying 10 kilometers versus 10,000 steps.
Yeah, oh, 10, I thought 10,000, yeah. 10K,
he did say 10K, but yeah, that could have been taken.
He didn't run a 10K.
Right.
I'm going to say a 10K, that's a lot.
And you know, you running all fours, so that's a difference. You gotta divide that by four. No soundboard. Trying to get it right.
Well,
he can say I got to get my gallops in today. Oh my god, that'd be so funny to see in your neighborhood. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, dear. Morning.
I let it go, but Dion was like, I walk around my woman like I got my little white woman. I was like, not with all that ass, you know.
Oh, man. Awkward. You gonna pause for the soundbite?
He said, ha ha. Awkward.
Come on, man. Stop narrating my life, man. That was funny. Damn it.
Oh,
damn it. That nigga said I walk around on all fours. It was coming back with that one. Somebody said like, that's 2,500 hooves.
You gotta get
did this to me.
Got my 10,000 hooves.
I'm trying to skip by it.
No. It's
a workout.
That is funny.
All right. Well, that's off to a great start.
So we were talking right before we started recording, we were talking about our favorite fast food.
Yeah.
And how fast does a restaurant have to be before it's considered fast food? Because you got Chinese restaurants that also have...
Oh.
you know, their restaurants, but that should be quick as hell.
Yeah, but that's, anytime you're at a Chinese restaurant, you know it's not healthy. Everything is fried.
Right, but is it considered fast food or a restaurant? Or a fast food restaurant?
Fast food restaurant.
You still think that they're considered fast food, though? Chinese?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is fried. If all you have to choose from is fried, absolutely.
Are you guys, I mean, it seems like you guys are super healthy because it's the end of the year. Because it's the end of the year is what I meant.
Okay.
What's y'all...
Pat, fuck you, bro.
I wasn't even trying to say it like that. Nah. I was saying y'all are being healthy because it's the end of the year. Yeah. It wasn't...
Let me tell you what I heard. Well, seems like you guys are extra healthy. Yeah, because it's the end of the year.
I didn't even mean it like that.
It was like... He sounded like it's an isolated incident. Well, it's December, and now you guys are expelled.
From your healthy experiences.
Per this week.
What's y'all guilty pleasure fast food, and then what's y'all fast food that you get when you're trying to be healthy? You know how, like, sometimes when you're trying to be healthy, but you don't want a salad, you'll get, like, a healthy, unhealthy thing?
I got you. I am a whore.
Wait, which one are you doing first?
This is my guilty pleasure. I don't tell nobody this. I have my little trench hat on, my trench coat, my little hat.
I was
going to
say, I never heard of a trench hat. Yes, that's devious.
It's like a bee hat.
You can still got shit in it.
It's got a little belt.
Got a shotgun in it.
And I'm like, what y'all need? I got some blue blockers. I got some. aviators.
You need some honey packs.
I got durags.
Yeah, I had a little hat on and my little night glasses, and I go to Taco Bell at 3 a.m. Baby, that is my whore.
I get
my number six, two chalupas, soft taco, and a Baja Blast.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Del Taco and Taco Bell are absolutely like the 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's my whore. I don't tell nobody.
It's horrifying. That's I can't prostitute. Do that anymore, too. Mm-hmm.
I don't never brag about it. I just be like, hey, sweetheart, I got to go out. I'll be back. I got to change my oil.
Have you ever...
He's talking to more food when he says that.
Hey, I got
to go. Talk to a salad. Hey, I'm about to eat you in a second. I'll be right back.
You got a salad at home that you stepping out on? Where were you?
I'm going to get a stir to your fork.
Why are you coming home so late? Right. Why do you have grease on you? Are you cheating on me? No, baby.
Please. I am so full. I'm going to pack you up and save you for tomorrow.
You don't even touch me anymore.
The lettuce is getting old. I'm withering.
You trying to wait me out, Diaz?
I know there's someone else.
Come on. I'm already got blue cheese all over me. You got to take advantage of it. I'm going to die off.
I found honey mustard in your trash can. I know you. I got to put me first. You can step it out on the side.
And the funny thing is I had like a little napkin right here like, you look amazing. I'm going to get a stir to your fork. I'll be right back. You think I want this? It just happened. You got mild sauce in your top pockets.
Chicken tenders don't just happen, Dia. It was a choice.
Damn.
Damn. That's a great bit right there.
I be getting the cheesy gordita crunch. Mm. That's the fattest thing ever. It's a taco, and then they take another taco shell and put it over that.
Put the cheese in between them. Yeah. You got a cheese of patty. Yeah.
It's a soft, hard shell.
And get you every time with the pitcher, man. It don't nothing or taste nothing like that.
Oh, yeah.
You be like, they got me, man. They just threw this shit together.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ever woke up and saw the destroyed meal that you had the night before, and it was like, it's almost like waking up as the Hulk, like you, like all the destruction you did, and there's just like crumpled up, packaging and stuff.
Waking
just
up
like,
in your own sauce.
What did I do? Never done that. That's rock bottom. I would check myself in somewhere. I woke up with the sauce. I remember nothing.
As a BT, BT say he used to have the dipping sauce on his stomach. He have his shirt off after midnight. You're like, beep, 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 beep.
Absolutely not.
Right in his belly button. He poured in his belly button.
That's awful.
Have you ever had one nugget left, but just a little bit of sauce, you like,
inside of the, yeah, hell yeah.
You put your tongue in there like,
and hell yeah.
You lick the inside of the container?
Hell yeah.
I'll scoop it out before I do that.
But you can't get in there because the nugget is shaped a certain way.
So wait, you bite the nugget first and then chase it with licking the...
because it has a curve. So you got to be like, come on, get
man, animals.
The fattest, most heinous shit I used to do
come on.
Was when I was driving.
Come on, talk about it.
I would take some French fries and make a fucking ball.
Oh, boy.
I would ball the French fries up, and I'd take a ball, a bite of the French fry ball, and I'll open some ketchup, and squirt the ketchup in my mouth, and then I eat it like that. Because I was driving, so I didn't have time to, like,
that's crazy.
I had that bitch, like, it ain't nothing but a potato ball. If if you like, the portos, it ain't nothing but a potato ball.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's a homemade.
Self-smashed,
makeshift potato ball.
Imagine a kid next to you, like, cover your eyes, baby. Look away from the monster.
In traffic?
Yeah, she's like, oh, mommy, what's wrong with that guy? Cover your eyes.
Yeah, I definitely did that, man.
The worst I did, and it was so inefficient because you could only do it on left-hand turns or right-hand turns. I would have the sauce. I'll be driving like this, sauce and nugget.
Yeah.
And then
that's wild.
Turn. You don't really need to because I found myself swerving trying to dip. Right. So I would turn and dip and then come back.
You know. Coming in third, I would say, was my fattest thing is I would just drink the sauce and then just keep throwing the...
You take shots of the sauce after so many? And just have it as a reservoir? So it's like in the gums.
And I feed my mouth. So
you know how much? Oh, no, that's enough. That's enough. Food to sauce ratio.
Can't be real.
I can mix this up in a fucking slushy right now.
I can swallow.
You just have a bed of sauce? How do you not drink all the sauce? How are nuggets just getting by keeping the reserve?
No. So the nuggets are, the reserve is meant for the nuggets.
Yeah.
Right.
So you put enough meat in there to where, all right, cool. If I put any more meat in here, then it won't all be soaked up.
Right. Meat or sauce?
No, the sauce is there to soak the meat.
Right.
So he eats the meat. So I only know because I've done this before.
Yes!
But so, the sauce is first.
Listen, it's like, all right, if I drink some water, right? I mean, I got water right here. And I put some tortilla chips in my mouth, right? I know how many chips I can put in there before the water won't soak those chips to make it easier for me to chew and digest.
So if
I put 3 chips in there, boom, all right, that's enough for this water.
Time to swallow.
Right, boom, now it's time to chew and swallow, right? But if I put 4 in there, it's going to be a tough swallow. I'm going to have to drink some more water.
What are the advantages? Why not just dip one at a time?
Because I'm driving.
Oh, this is a specific driving technique.
No, I'm not at home doing it. But I'm driving.
I mean,
I'm like this. I'm like, I'm like this. I'm like, I'm like,
you guys aren't.
What's wrong with that?
You guys aren't telling the truth right now.
I absolutely am telling the truth. I've definitely done.
I'm mortified. Hell, what do you mean?
Hey, man.
Wait, so how many nuggets are in there at once?
Depends on how much
you consume.
Yeah.
So you've had like 3 nuggets and a sea of sauce in your mouth just because.
I think it's pretty gracious for that mouth.
Just because you couldn't pull over?
The whole point of fast food is to eat on the go.
It don't mean you have to eat it fast. You get it fast.
You do have to eat it fast.
You're supposed to eat everything regular.
I got
to
eat it at the temperature it was designed to be eaten at.
Right.
If I take my time, it's going to get cold.
Yeah.
Because I already got the lid on.
Everything's designed to be hot.
All
hot food is designed to be hot. But that doesn't mean you have to...
No, man.
The reheat is new ways of eating.
It's getting cooler faster because that lid ain't on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst one, right, guys?
Versus his?
No, that you have in your arsenal. That's the worst one.
I mean, I've done the reverse too. I've just put a whole lot of
chicken,
like, a bit like a chicken tender into pieces right there just to get it in, and then drowned it with the sauce afterwards.
Drowned
so I can mix it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That actually makes more sense than the bed of sauce.
It's just
throwing stuff in. Do you swash it around so it gets?
No, man. You chewing it? That's swashing it around. I was like, dude.
I seen him do that once. I said, because you got that mouthwash by Ranch, by Hidden Valley, and I saw you do that.
There's no advantages that I think of.
A straw on Hidden Valley.
Because you still have to put 3 nuggets in. And drink the sauce. That's 4 times.
But you're chewing the nuggets as you put them in. So, like, all right, so you got the bed of sauce.
Right.
You bite a nugget, chewing it, right? Then you bite, you take the second bite, or throw the rest of it in, you're chewing that too. You reach for one more nugget, like, oh, okay, I got enough for half of this nugget. You can't put this whole nugget in there, because then it ain't going to be enough sauce to moisturize the situation. So half of it, all of it, now I can start the swallowing process.
Yep.
Right?
There we go. Look at Mucho God says.
Mocha God. Y'all pre-coach your mouth with sauce for the chicken.
Yep. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
All right, well, first of all, listen. We do that in every situation, right? You coat the pan with oil or butter before you start cooking, right? Before you have sex, you put a little lube on it, right? That's or you go down on your body and get a little lube.
Weirdly similar.
That's every situation you're supposed to coat whatever you're using before you use it.
Yeah.
That's how you preserve it. Mm-hmm. That's how you make sure it's going to come out to the best ability possible.
Yep.
Okay? Don't look at us because we're innovators and we're not afraid to say what we do. You guys are sheep.
What's up, people? Just want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's just jump right into it. Sex. Right, guys? Am I right? Remember the days we was always ready to go? The drop of a dime, huh? That something happens called the 30s. 30, 35 starts to change a little bit. Not 38. You got to plan it out. It's okay. It happens to a lot of us. All right. Or sometimes it doesn't happen. You just want to see what you're capable of when you got a cape on your penis, when you're giving it somewhat of a, like a super pill. That's what I look at Blue Chew like. Okay. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. Now, I've been signed up with Blue Chew for over 2.5 years. I got to be honest with you guys. I don't see me stopping anytime soon. Okay. I feel like if I stop, it would cause problems at the house. And I'm not about that, especially not starting off the new year like that. We want smooth sailing. And that's why I'm keeping Blue Chew in the rotation. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you're always ready when the opportunity arises, all right? And the process is super simple. You just sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Now, Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA, and they're prepared to ship directly to your door in a discreet package. So, fellas, if you're ready to see what all can be, huh? If you want to see why I've signed up, and I've been signed up for over 2.5 years, if you want to see why I got everything I wanted for Christmas, then you need to sign up. And you know, if I'm telling you about it, we got a good little deal for you. How's a free month of Blue Chew sound? All you got to do is pay $5 for shipping and handling, because that's what we're giving out. We want you to try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code DIYS at checkout and just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code DIYS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. I thank you for watching.
I think it's a perfect time for you to talk about the idea we got, the business.
Go ahead. Lay it on.
So, Deer and I...
Mouth coats.
Was on Shark product. Tank.
We got condom butter.
Oh my God.
And little slithers of butter that come in condom packages that flavor it. We got a garlic parmesan. No, it basically what it does is it coats your tongue. So basically we created this so when people have white coworkers and white family members and they have to go over their houses for dinner, you coat your tongue with this butter condom right? And then whatever you eat is going to have the hint and the essence of that flavor, so all the food tastes good.
Even the drinks are going to taste like butter.
Well, you're going to have to gain some resistance and some discipline. Eat your food first, drink.
You know how like rooms randomly have like little for like air freshener?
Yeah.
That's how the butter squirts out.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like randomly. It realized the balance of the food. And if it just...
Why not bring your own butter?
See, because then you look ungrateful, right? And you're like, oh, I brought my own. So, oh, you don't trust us? It's like, you can't say no, bitch. You know I don't trust you. Dude. You know,
but you're also spitting out all the drinks they give you.
So it only lasts 15 minutes.
Let me tone it down for this incompetent imbecile.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
It's not even idiot.
It's not even efficient. It's not even efficient.
You slide the condom on. And anytime you have some sort of savory, you know, some eggs, some potatoes, a little butter burst out.
It is. And only lasts 15 minutes. That's about the time of a meal.
You lose, right? Only?
Yeah, 15 minutes is about the time it takes to eat something.
That's a long-ass time.
What do you? Well, how fast are you eating?
How much are y'all eating inappropriately buttered foods, though?
Why is it inappropriate? Right. What makes it inappropriate?
Because you, don't you do it bought like something to make sure that your tastes have an extra shot of butter.
Everything has butter in it, Pat. Everything has butter in it for the most part.
And we now is about to do bacon grease as well. Bacon-flavored items. But
that's going
to
fuck them up right
yeah,
there, man.
Yeah.
That's going to fuck them up. Because you can eat that yeah, with regular seasoned shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon is basically a condiment at this right, point.
The only thing
not even really an addition. It's more like it's like ketchup because it makes everything better. Bacon is a condiment.
But the only thing more embarrassing and mean than bringing your own butter is sitting down to eat a nigga's meal with a butter condom on. You're implying that no one knows about the product.
Here's the thing. This is going to fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. Give it to him.
The invisible.
You can do it on your lady.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I never ate coochie and said this needed some garlic butter.
Mm.
But I mean,
but you've been missing out. It ain't just for the cuckoo. It's also for the ahoo.
Yep. pH balance goes straight down.
Mm-hmm.
You down that, is you bad,
that,
right? Or
you,
good?
You eat that butt with that garlic butter
oh,
on there.
Boy. Oh, ahoo. Oh. That mm-hmm, was the ahoo.
Ahoo.
Mm-hmm. Well, the asshole could use some butter. That's what, where we what, meet. What, that's where we
what
agree
if it was
on.
Like, oh wow, I'm taste on it's like the thing had been dead. You'd be like, oh, that's just you, huh?
Damn. You got a buttery biscuit back there?
Oh, that's just you.
That's gross.
I can't even get mad at it because I was back there for 15 minutes. I might have caused this.
That's grounds for marriage. You get up like, oh, it was great. You look and see the unopened tongue condom. Whoa!
Right. Wait man, I know you're not talking. Last week you had somebody just who mentioned T-Rose. You talk about coochie ketchup last week. And now you discussed it with the...
I mean, that's where I got on board was the booty hole butter.
Booty hole butter.
Yeah.
And coochie ketchup. But, yeah, the pre-coating the tongue and the mouth
start
is wild.
Selling booty butter.
Booty butter. It's crazy.
Hey, that's an easy sell.
My booty hole butter.
Yeah.
It's basically body butter, but, you know, you can put it on your booty, too.
Facts. Do they have butt deodorant?
Like Lomi. For the in-between crack?
Yeah, they got Lomi.
Yes.
I mean, that'd be getting ashy
on the
some
outside
girls.
Crack.
Yeah.
The inside.
You
got to
put it up in there.
The Lomi, you're supposed to use, it's a deodorant for body parts that get more friction or have a better chance of getting, you know, mm-hmm, a little more sweaty than others. So.
That's wild to get caught doing that.
You do it right when you get out the shower.
Yeah, you need a girl. But what you doing? You know, like, hey, I'm just doing
girls
a little.
Thick girls be putting deodorant on the inside of the thighs.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about just you as a man.
What's wrong with that? I think that's just healthy grooming.
Sure, I know we're talking
but
about
I don't
want to
get caught doing that.
Look, lock the door. The fuck are you taking a shower with the door wide open for anyway?
I'll do it.
Turn the goddamn exhaust on to catch the heat and the steam and close the goddamn
I'm
door,
in my bedroom on one leg up, you know? And I'm.
Oh, so you wanted to get caught doing the bedroom?
Yeah, and you got one leg
pervert.
Up. You don't need to do that. You making it a sexual
nah,
thing.
Nah,
hey,
Dion has
on,
to put
man.
One leg.
Hey, hey.
Dion has to hit him with one of these to get a good.
Cause he
I
has
can't
a ball
get in
gag
in.
In.
I can't get it.
Ball game.
I'm putting on deodorant. I'm putting on my deodorant.
I got leather mask on.
You lotion up with a ball gag in your mouth? Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you?
He's like,
go
get
away.
Out of here.
It's my morning routine. There are children watching. The windows are open. People are... calling complaints and landlords getting emails and calls. Jesus Christ, man.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. And with the new year upon us, first of all, Happy New Year, okay? Second of all, we all know we're at that part of the year when everybody wants to work on self-improvement. You know, maybe you're taking supplements in the morning and your vitamins, or you might be working out, trying to get your body in the best shape possible. Well, why not get everything in order, right? Why not check and make sure your mental health is just as well and as fit as your physical health, all right? And you can do that with BetterHelp. It is amazing, all right? It's entirely done online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Now, I have been in therapy at this point over 3 years. And I got to be honest, I credit a lot of the successes in my marriage, a lot of the successes in my business partnerships, a lot of the successes in my friendship with therapy. It taught me how to communicate more effectively. It taught me how to recognize the flaws that I may be displaying. It taught me how to take constructive criticism better. Nobody likes to be reprimanded. Nobody likes to be told no. And I realized I really had a problem with it that I didn't recognize just on my own. So therapy has been amazing for me. And I want everyone to feel as great as I feel and more. I mean, like, don't just stop at me. Be better than me. So celebrate the progress that you've already made. And you can now visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/DIYS to get 10% off your first month. Do it. You will absolutely love it. Only thing that can change for the better is you.
Did Kevin from Home Alone grow up to be Jigsaw? A deadly serious investigation.
Who?
Kevin McAllister.
No, grow up to be who?
Jigsaw.
Oh, shit. So they're saying that his little traps got better over time?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know much about the Saw lore. Do you ever like find out about Jigsaw or like his backstory?
Love the story. I love it.
I stopped watching Saw probably after the third one.
Damn.
And by the third one, I probably wasn't paying attention to the entire movie. It's like, how do y'all keep getting caught? Number one. Number two, what this nigga do to have the money to get all these places to booby trap all of this shit, right, buy all this equipment? What this nigga do, bro?
Yeah. And to have this, like, he, if you watch all 10.
There's 10?
Which
ten
I would never do.
There's 10.
Fuck you think you are, torture. Fast and Furious, nigga?
And y'all need to factor in that he died in 3. So four,
Jigsaw?
Yes.
Oh, 4 through 10 has no Jigsaw in it?
Yes. He's in there, but they're pre-stories of how all these are connected. Like, he pre-produced all these deaths.
Wait, what?
Come on, man.
Pat, did you hear what he said?
I'm certain. Yeah. 100%.
So set up.
Yeah, I hate it.
So set up.
Why are we doing this?
What?
Yeah, he died in 3. Four to... So
they dropped it like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Everything is a prequel after that?
They're not prequels. Sure. Sure.
Or are they...
No.
They keep going in timeline, but his videos are pre-recorded?
No. So he died in 3. The storyline keeps going on, but it's stories of how he said, this person's going to fuck up, so I need you to do this when he does this. And when that person fuck up, I need you to kill him to do this.
But isn't every movie start with everybody in a room and he talks to them and tells them about all the traps?
Not all of them. They like the first maybe like maybe 4 of them do that. Mm. They're all in one room.
And then the rest of them are different?
They're just different, like different scenarios, as in like I'm heading somewhere and you getting caught in a room.
WTF. Didn't so know late. That one was gonna be. I didn't like that one. That was I'm late. Sorry. I didn't so know late. I didn't know that was the voice, guys. I'm sorry. Sorry about that one.
He's not even listening. He's just like, what else can I use?
Yeah, he's scrolling through the sound. Oh, he sounds like he said something surprising. Yeah. Let me say this surprise. Said water?
I don't know how to stop it once it started. Maybe I could. Let me see if this.
What's...
Okay, that stops it. Okay, go. See if I can delete that
I'm
one.
I'm not talking anymore.
Come on.
You're not going to set me up for.
So wait, how did they get caught if they're not, if the movie doesn't start with them caught? And he's dead.
No,
seems like Saw should end.
No, because it's like when he dies, there's a person there that's like, now it's over. This person right here is like, now it's over. He's now the star on the 4th one. So he's setting
it's
up
the same people.
He's setting it up.
Right. Okay. Right. He's setting up for somebody else. And now he has a bunch of people that he's the end of Saw. So now it's like, I remember when I talked to Jigsaw, and it shows like a flashback of it. Like, he told me that you said this.
Wait, the people who were getting tortured end up being the torturers?
Yes, like eventually, like the guy who set everything up in 4 ended up being tortured in like 7.
Why'd they skip so much?
No, because he's the one that's doing all the pieces now. But these little pieces, like you'll
the
see.
The one
like,
that got tortured in 4 is the one that's doing the torturing in 7, that's what you mean.
No, reverse. So like, I know it's a lot. It's 10 of them, nigga.
I don't want to talk about this.
I didn't know Jigsaw started outsourcing.
I hate this.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They all connect. The only one that's not connected is it's not really connected. The one with Chris Rock.
I was just going to say, and, is that one? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Chris Spiral. Rock is in a Saw?
Spiral, yes. And Samuel Jackson. But it is connected. It's like the post of Saw, of like what happened now.
That is confusing.
The last one is the one he got inspired by, as in like, I'm about to die. Okay. Now the trial and error of figuring it out, as in like, I do this like, and this guy got away like, damn. Okay, now I gotta make some tweaks. As in, like, it's his teenage years, like the year one of him.
Of being a serial killer.
Not Jigsaw, though.
Yeah, it's Jigsaw. That's the last one. He's like, okay, now I gotta tweak some things.
And these are flashbacks?
The last one is he found out he got cancer. He said, okay, now I gotta make purpose of my life. Now let me kind of figure things out. So, yeah, it's.
What? So Jigsaw got cancer. Said I need to figure my life out, and then started kidnapping.
Figuring my life out meant how can I kill people more efficiently?
I have never been more shocked to learn about a character. He never killed anybody.
He never killed nobody.
No one dies.
He just put people fall in traps.
Are you one of them type of niggas?
He never killed nobody.
But people died in these traps.
No innocent until proven
That's
guilty.
Crazy.
No, but you can save
reasonable
yourself.
Reasonable doubt ass nigga.
You can save yourself. Cam, have you seen these movies? Don't leave me out here by myself.
You can save yourself by killing somebody else.
I have
else.
Not seen the Saw movies, no.
There's a lot of movies to keep track of. They came out like once every year.
Isn't there like 10 of them?
Yeah.
So you relate with Jigsaw. Like you would argue for him in terms of
Well, if you are a terrible person, like if you are a murderer, mm-hmm. they say, I don't like how you value life. If you can remove your fingers by these like
vice grips. Or
yeah. You now value life.
Prunes.
But if you don't, this machine will break your fingers. Like that. It's something like that. So it's like, I'm not killing you. You can take control of your life. But if you don't and don't do nothing, broke.
Is that one of the traps?
That's like, I remixed it.
Yeah, one of them looks like that.
That's horrifying. I don't know why anybody would want to watch that.
Why I got to do that? And who are but you to point out my flaws?
Because I saw what you did.
So oh, what, bitch? Close your eyes.
All the tortured people
they've done something wrong.
To try to get the audience to be like, he deserves this.
That's essentially what it is.
That is a crazy.
I know I'm getting a terrible summary. I'm trying to sum up like 10 of them, man.
Give it a terrible summary.
It's 10 of them, man. They're all different types of storylines.
Jigsaw got the same start as, what's his face? Walter White?
Well, Walter White killed people. But yeah, he got his, yeah, cancer.
But the starting, like cancer, I got to change something up. Right. One went drug dealing, one went mass murder.
Right. So I think he got inspired. Like he got cancer, then like Smell was like, like he was like this healthy person was doing something wild. He was stealing from his dying grandmother. He was like, "Come on, man, what you doing? Like I'm about to die, and you up here stealing?" And he's like, he got inspired. Like, okay, cool. Now I gotta let people know that life is more than stealing or something like that.
Mm. That's Jigsaw.
He saw it happening.
Jigsaw trash. His backstory is boof.
Yeah, hella boof.
Not a fan.
I hate y'all niggas, man.
I feel like soft
fans. This movie came out in 2004, and I seen each of them one time. They came out like every year.
It's about to be a 20-year anniversary of a stupid torture
just
movie.
Killing people.
Mm-hmm. I don't like torture movies. It's like I kind of like. I don't know. I don't like torture scenes, but I'm kind of fascinated by torture.
It's
like
that can't look away kind of.
Yeah, and I don't want to like see something that's doing too much, but especially in like those war stories when you get caught by the other side, that seems so scary. No one speaks the language. They're just like they don't give a shit.
At you in German.
Mm-hmm. That shit is scary as hell. I'd rather watch that.
I actually talked about this on CP's podcast. There is a town full of twins, and it's still a mystery to science today.
What?
Lena Sa Pedro is a tiny German settlement near the city of Candido, Godoya in Brazil. It's mostly known for basically bursting with twin births. The amount of twins born here exceeds the national average by more than 10 times, and no one knows why.
I have a theory.
There was talk of a Nazi experiment.
That's what I was going to say.
That's what you were going to say?
Argentine historian Jorge Camarasa, book Mengele, The Angel of Death in South America, blames Josef Mengele. Camarasa says that Mengele made frequent trips to Lenha San Pedro in the 60s, after that, the incidence of birth twins mushroom. Now, on CP's podcast, him and Maya were watching a show. I forgot the name of the movie. I'm sorry, not a show, but a movie. I'll get the name of it. But in that movie that basically was saying that they had cloned, they were able to clone Hitler, and they took the genes and basically made multiple Hitlers. And each one of these Hitlers,
multiverse.
not even like in a multiverse. Just like we have this technology. We're going to make all of these Hitlers, and they have to all go through the same thing that Hitler does to see if it inspires the same type of action. So all of their dads had to die at like 8 or 9, without them knowing it was just going to happen. Like to see if it was still going to create the same response in the baby Hitlers. But supposedly this took place in this town or something like that. And so it's a wild conspiracy theory that we've had the ability to clone for years.
What year was this supposed to be?
This was supposed to be like the 60s.
So post-World War II, a lot of the Nazis escaped to Brazil because that was like a safe haven. And they did a lot of experiments like that.
Age 14, right.
Hitler's big thing was trying to create like a perfect race. Mm-hmm. And that's why they did experiments on humans and all that kind of stuff. And they continued doing that. In Brazil, so that's
why'd they go to Brazil?
Because it was a safe haven. I mean, it's a place where like we couldn't track them down because it was like the 40s and 50s, so it was still
Germany and Brazil, not close.
Probably not anymore.
What?
No,
man, you always think you meant close and politically. No, yeah, I mean that's why they wanted to get as far away from Germany as possible.
A Brazilian German woman would be
delicious.
So wait. So the people in this town
were probably descendants of experiments, genealogical experiments that the German scientists were doing in the 40s.
So a lot of them are related to Hitler?
I don't know about the whole cloning Hitler part. That's still a conspiracy theory. But they did experiments on people to try and create like the blue-eyed, blonde-haired race.
The Nazis.
The Nazis tried to do
for
that.
For sure. So that's fact.
That's fact, yeah. They were definitely trying to do that and experimenting on the locals there. And through like inbreeding and crossbreeding like that. And that, you can create the twin scenario like you're getting there now.
Well, it's just double eggs. That's what you were pretty much creating.
You said deviled eggs?
But the gene, but double one of eggs. It, but it's genetic. Oh. So if you mess with people's genes through making them have children with certain people and only those people, you can produce certain results.
Right. That's a vitro.
Wow. So they went to hide and experimented on the locals of where they were?
Yes.
That's fucked up.
That's.
But how would they make the perfect race if they wanted the world to be white? They only had Brazilians out there.
Well, I mean, they're trying it with them. If they can perfect also, it with them, then they can take the process to a white colony and just start it there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So the Spanish, they were just the trial and error. They were the guinea pigs.
So the theory is that these clones worked, and they were, the clones grew up and started having kids.
Well, the clone was just, well, that was just a movie. I think the twins part was like,
the twins part is basically they experimented on, say, their parents in that, made them have kids with certain people. So they basically like selected, like, you had to have a kid with this person, and they did X, Y, and Z to them to like alter their genetics, exposing them to radiation, all sorts of different things, to then produce a result. And then that gets passed down when you alter their genes. And I forget which set of twins, whether it's fraternal or identical, is an actual genetic trait. So once you have so many of the people who have that, then everyone's going to produce twins at that point.
How are you going to create a perfect race and y'all lost every race in the Olympics that year?
Damn.
It's like, we're not that perfect. We came in last place in all these.
That's insane.
I wonder if them, the twins part has to do with them trying to get results quicker. Like if they found a way to mutate the twin gene or, you know, just pair people with who had the most twins in their family, pair them with other twin family members and were able to produce more twins themselves. But also you have a higher pool to pull
higher
from.
Likelihood percentage that you're going to have twins. So yeah, that's exactly what they would do is they would find people like, oh, this woman had twins before. Mm-hmm. So let's pair them with this man who's a twin of somebody else. Mm. And then they have a kid.
So it's just like happens. Making that gene stronger and stronger.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want that. That would look really creepy.
Imagine the first record of twins. It's like, wait a second. How many times do we have sex? wait. What is happening?
The first
doctor having to pull two babies out of
something? It's like, hold on.
There's two.
How did this? Did you get pregnant twice?
And then, I mean, imagine when it's born and they look exactly the same.
It's like, we got to figure out.
Some glitch.
Right. Some break.
How are we going to figure this out?
They never talked about twins in the Bible, I don't feel like.
Yeah. Did
they ever talk about twins?
Esau and...
McGraw.
Esau and Jacob, man.
They were twins?
Yeah.
Right.
You sure?
He came out with grabbing his ankle. Esau and Jacob, man.
They came out like that?
Yeah, and he was...
the second one was a hater.
Yeah, and he was the one that God promised...
Yeah, Esau and Jacob were twins. It's in the Old Testament. This is Genesis.
He said, oh, that's why I know, because it's the Old Testament.
What about...
son of Isaac and
Cain
Rebecca?
And Abel. Those are two names.
Oh, they came out at the same time. Like an album. That's a double
Who's
album.
That?
Cain and Abel?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were twins, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot all about Cain and Abel.
I
used to listen to them on
right,
No Limit.
On No Limit?
I don't know how I forgot about that.
Who went up to the top to kill it again, and then the guy was like, never mind. Just
that's Abraham.
Abraham.
Yeah. Were they twins?
And Isaac was...
That's father and son, right?
Huh? Yeah, that was father and son.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that?
It was a test. It was so. It was a message of it.
Yeah, like
the message was.
What was that?
Because Isaac was so infatuated with his son that he started kind of losing relationship with God, and then he was like, God was kind of jealous. Obviously, he was like, I don't think you.
Yeah, our God's a jealous
God. Yeah,
they say that's
a jealous God, and he was like, I need you to go up to the top of the mountain and slay your son, and. And he provided all the stuff for him, the knife,
sheesh.
To bind him up.
He provided the knife?
Yeah. Yeah.
God?
Yeah.
God handed him the knife?
I don't know the specifics. Okay. And then right it's when crazy. He about to do it, he said, stop. He's like, okay, you rock with me, pretty much. But then after that day, you never heard any relationship between the father and son again, because he's like, I ain't messing with dad is crazy.
They have separate books?
You don't hear their relationship no more. I think he's like, yo.
But they both still in the...
They're in there. Yeah. Isaac grew up...
Just stop hanging out.
He told That's his real. Mom, was like, I ain't messing with dad no more. Keep him away from me.
This is a weird question, but did it specify which direction Abel was facing when God said no? Like, was he just, like, looking out and, you know, he was behind him when he said stop? Or was it, like...
I think it was just a
voice.
He
had a plastic bag.
I think he had piano wire.
He was going to kill him with a burlap sack. But the burlap sack had scorpions breathe. In it. Yeah, it shook the shack up, so he agitated the scorpions. He was like, Father, forgive me. He was like, I told you to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like a brick. I thought Abel killed his Cain with brick.
Was it a brick?
Yeah, I thought it was like a stone or something.
Was it?
So was it a knife?
No, this is a Cain and Abel that he's referring to right now.
Oh, he killed him with a brick?
Yeah.
A biblical brick?
A stone.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then
that's a biblical brick.
And was disrespectful. Is it Abel who killed Cain or Cain who killed Abel?
So Cain killed Abel.
So you know the famous term, am I my brother's keeper?
Yeah.
That comes from Cain and Abel, right? Mm-hmm. But we always look at it as a positive thing, but this is when God had asked Abel, was like, hey, where's Cain at? He said, am I my brother's keeper? That was a disrespect.
Oh, it was irony.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?
But now we use it like, I am my brother's keeper.
Right.
That's
we
crazy.
Use it as a positive thing, but it's more disrespect to
it was killers. A clapback.
Yeah. I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Anyway, let me go and keep plowing these.
You got slapped after that? You don't play with the biblical mamas. Dang, he killed him with a rock?
Yeah.
Killed him with a rock, and then God condemned him to wandering for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He just walked Where around. At? Earth, nigga.
Like in the, like,
this
just
was
the,
like
the
Adam
city?
And Eve times.
It's just like walk. Yeah. Walk north.
Yeah, keep going. Damn. Don't turn back.
I mean,
he walked for 3 days. He walked for 30 days and got to the water. He's like, what about now? Keep walking,
keep walking.
Nigga.
And worst things happen in the Bible, so it's not that bad.
That's
killing
like,
your brother with a rock?
Yeah.
That's like, what was the first season of Daredevil with the villain who had the power to tell you what
oh,
to do?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Purple
Man? That was Jessica Jones.
Purple
though.
Man?
Yeah.
That was Jessica
His
Jones.
His name is Purple Man?
Oh, Jessica Jones. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jessica man. Jones. Mm-hmm. Jessica
yeah.
Jones.
Yeah.
He was like, die by 1,000 cuts, and she just stood there and just cut herself.
Yeah.
God. Hey, that was a cold-ass nigga.
He didn't even, like, stay and watch. He's like, hey, I need you to go out there and hang yourself.
Yeah.
Now, like I was saying.
And then went to do something else?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was like.
He was at the noisy restaurant. He was talking to him. He was like, everybody shut up! And everybody just. That was a cold ass.
Yeah, he get a creative. He's a creative horrible.
Oh my god! You know the amount of banks I would rob with that type of problem.
No one would want that problem.
You got to slowly be a villain, man. You can't go right to.
Absolutely, I can.
Yeah, you can. You can tell. You can say, "Hey, listen,
hey, Paul, go rob a bank for me."
No, no,
right?
What? That's first.
Paul's not gonna do it right.
I mean,
yes, exactly that. This is my. I walk in. Everybody, I'm finna rob this bank. But you don't care. Boom, walk in, walk out with what I want. You're seeing me walk out, but you're gonna forget this happened in 15 seconds.
Surveillance camera, they be like, cops like, that's to
you. Oh, you, by the way, destroy surveillance. All video from today, me walking in, everything, destroy it, everything. Mm-hmm. Walk out. Yeah, I didn't even have to hurt nobody.
Upload the cloud.
And then they forget you, and then so they forget what you said, and they're like, did we get robbed? Let's check the cameras.
No, but he's still gonna remember. He has to remember. They just don't remember who I was.
Yeah, but also, anytime the police pull up on you, you can just be like, it's not me.
Oh, yeah.
So his power is just he could speak things into existence.
Yeah, he's super influential.
Mm-hmm. That's a great
man, listen, all I gotta do is get on TV one time. Yeah. I'm everybody's favorite movie star.
Right, right, right.
Right, until somebody fucks with your teleprompter and you're like, I'm not a villain anymore. God damn it!
I gotcha. I lost my powers.
Listen, oh, no! What if you went on live your TV and it's like, I'm the funniest comedian ever, right? And everybody hears it, and then you never actually do a show. Niggas just know you as the funniest comedian ever, but they can't name any of your jokes. Remember the joke when he did the... I can't think of it, but yo, this shit was so fucking funny.
How did he have a Netflix special that we never saw?
He has like
just thumbnails.
Chapters and chapters of specials.
He's got thumbnails.
He has a sitcom? A sitcom that ran zero seasons. That's crazy.
Nigga, you imagine winning an Oscar for a movie you weren't in?
Yo, that nigga's a beast. Third episode, episode six.
Which one was he?
He's the main character. That's what's crazy.
I cannot remember his name.
It's just a fire photo with a cast in the back. I know that I love this show, but I can't think of one. I can't think of one episode.
Oh my gosh, man. Somebody said that's the origin of the Mandela effect. Yeah. He just decided, like, nah, it's always been Bear Stein.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
My problem with that is that everything that changed is stupid. Like, someone went back in time and was like, hey, take the hyphen out of Kit Kat.
Yeah.
But you know what? I accept that. That means that they're not real villains. I appreciate that because you imagine what you can do with that thing. Oh, that's light work. Mm-hmm. That don't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Like Curious George don't have a tail.
Mm-hmm. And well, Pikachu's tail is black.
Had a tail. That bothered me. I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
He's a chimpanzee.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
They don't have tails.
He's a gorilla.
No.
No, he's not a gorilla.
Chimpanzees don't have tails?
So apes don't have tails. Monkeys have tails. That's how you the difference between apes and monkeys.
Whoa.
All right. The new year, we here. This is January. This is 2024. What are you going to do different, huh? This is that time of year where everybody wants to get fit and get ready for the summer, get summertime fine. How you going to do that? I tell you how. With HelloFresh. Okay, this is that time of year where everyone is looking to revamp their eating habits, and look no further than HelloFresh's wholesome, health-forward options like over 30 calorie smart and protein smart recipes each week. Over 30? That's a lot of options. If I gave you opportunity, you could name me 30 items on a menu from a specific restaurant, but they're giving you over 30 items, calorie smart and protein smart. They got you covered. Okay, listen, they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Well, HelloFresh agrees. In fact, they're giving all subscribers free breakfast for life. That means you enjoy a totally free breakfast item with every single HelloFresh delivery. Now, that's worth waking up early for. And I know some people are like, oh, Tahir, I got a crazy schedule. I can't be in the kitchen all like that. I get it. I feel the same way. Y'all see what I be doing. I'm all over the place. I can't keep my head on straight. You think I got enough time to be in the kitchen cooking for 30, 40, 50 minutes? No, I don't. That's why I use the quick and easy meals from HelloFresh. All right, they got 15-minute recipes designed to help minimize mealtime stress. And you still get a ton of options. So listen, let's take the debate out of it. Let's get healthy. Let's get right. Let's get summertime fine. And let's get that free breakfast for life. All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/DIYS free and use the code DIYS free for free Breakfast for Life. One breakfast item per box where your subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/DIYSfree with the code DIYSfree. HelloFresh, it's America's number one meal kit.
Apes are gorillas.
Gorillas, chimpanzees, baboons, primates.
Baboons don't just have a booty.
Yeah.
They tail is primates.
They have human
booties.
Wait
a second. I just thought about something. Planet of the Apes. Are there any monkeys in that?
No.
There's no monkeys on Planet of the Apes?
No.
There's no tails?
No. Orangutans are apes.
Yo! I just thought about that. There ain't no monkeys. They have to have a sequel with monkeys.
They don't have fucking tails. Wait, so what is Diddy Kong? Let's cut to the pop culture references. Huh?
He's a Kong.
Diddy about to get canceled.
But Donkey Kong is an ape, so he don't got a tail.
Donkey Kong's a Kong, too.
So why does Diddy Kong got a tail?
That's a good question. Yeah, what is That's a Kong? Good question.
He got the name through marriage.
Oh, Kong's the last name?
Yeah.
I think or this... species, I don't know.
Yeah,
he got the name through marriage.
So that's his stepson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
look, I was like, fuck with him. He's like, you ain't being true to him. You wearing hats. He got
he's
on t-shirts.
Take your clothes off, man.
What are you doing? You trying to be a humanoid?
It was never his son. It was his nephew, so he might be right.
Yeah.
He might have just...
Wow.
We talked about this before, but...
Does Google know?
We how there's an estimated, like, 200 bodies still remaining on Everest.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, some of these bodies are, like, used as mile markers now, like the dude in the green boots.
Mm-hmm. I read that's kind of like an older stat, though, because they started collecting them.
They've gotten more advanced probably with the tech to get up there.
Too. Yeah, yeah. But
they
were...
left some of them up there. Like, dude with the green boots is still up there.
I thought green boots was the main one that was taken.
Or they
I thought
it
was still
boots,
up there.
I don't know.
They said there was a body up there from, like, 1920. Like, that's how far back bodies go.
That's crazy.
So people can really like Captain America themselves.
Well, because eventually you get so covered in snow that you can't get to the body. It's so frozen in there that like it'd probably more dangerous trying to excavate the body than it would be to just leave it there.
So how do they know this body? Is it like a heat detector? Like
air attack?
Yeah, they can use I don't know X-rays to probably scan it. I don't know. They have records of people who have gone missing up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What is wrong with you? Jesus Christ. They just on the phone like.
Yep, he there.
Right here.
If your loved one said, hey, I got like 3 more days to survive. I need you to come up here and get me. Would you be like, put me in the wheel. What you going to try?
Put me in the wheel?
Yeah, I mean, what you going to say? You
oh,
go
the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope that I wasn't their hope if they got in that situation.
Huh? You at the bottom.
Oh, I went?
Yeah, you went with them. You stay at the bottom. And he's like, I twisted my ankle. I need you to come up here and get me.
So you're at base camp.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume I was going to try to climb it,
would
too.
Would you be like, I'm going to see if I can get somebody to go up there?
It wouldn't just be us two. I know that I would never have an urge to climb for... Like, I'm not an adrenaline junkie, so I wouldn't ever want to do
You'd
that.
Like, good luck, sweetheart.
I would use the resources at base camp to get, like, a helicopter. Uh-huh. Help is on their way.
I want you to be here.
3 days is plenty of time.
Help is on the way?
3 days is plenty of time.
There's nothing I can do that's going to help you more than the people that are certified to help.
I'll stay on the phone.
Right. I definitely would do that.
She come down frozen like, you son of a bitch. You stayed out here the whole time?
Like this?
Yeah, because you're frozen. You son of a bitch.
I'm like, nah, if I would have came up and came down like you, who going to drive the car? Neither one of us grab bags if we both like that. We still got to get this shit on.
What if I freeze while I'm helping you?
Right in front
what
of you.
What if
like
I reach you and then I freeze while I'm just like.
This nigga done got himself frozen.
Shit.
Bitch, look at this nigga. Take a picture of him. Look, he frozen trying to get up here.
This was dark. This is pretty dark.
How many bodies up there?
It said 200.
Damn.
Estimated 200. But they're saying it's, you know, could be changed by now, but yeah.
Russell Simmons' body count right there.
I don't know what you would even feel once you hit the top. Like, it doesn't even seem
probably
like
probably doesn't look that much different than any other mountaintop. But.
Right. I mean, yeah, for sure. And I've experienced that, you know, like climbing Culver Stairs. You get reach the top, you're like,
yeah,
that was cool.
I don't know if that's the same thing, but
I
know what you're saying.
It's only like a...
It's a sense of accomplishment. I reached the top.
You feel good.
Yeah, I hear that. But
there's also snow.
It's a big difference between wild nigga talking about COVID versus
Everest. I understand that one is way more difficult. I'm just saying, to risk your life and to die like that for a similar feeling.
The sense of accomplishment is like, put this Lego set together.
That's a mini version of what they feel.
The Millennial Falcon right here. Look at that.
It's Star Wars. Set was 5,000 pieces, nigga. Everest is like.
Mine takes 3 to 4 minutes to do.
What is the fastest someone has made it to the top? So,
let me see. Average fastest ascension.
And if you had like a
snowmobile?
Well, I'm just thinking like a hot suit. What is it? The hypothermia that gets you, or is it just like a lack of breath?
Lack of air? Why do you die up there?
Yeah, what is the reason why?
It's a blizzard freezing. Hits, and it's too cold to pass. You get lost, because, you can't see where you're going.
Ain't you just altitude. Going one up?
Yeah, but if you get hit caught in a blizzard, it's all
you don't know
white.
Direction
you're
going.
You don't know where your direction you're going.
You just got to sit
there.
That'd be
crazy. You're going
by.
Downhill. You don't even notice.
You would drop the direction.
You reach base camp.
Well,
like,
plus
it's been 2 weeks.
The altitude, lack of oxygen, you can't think as well.
Sounds horrible. Can we start climbing?
Do you get money for
mountains?
This? Like, what is the accomplishment? Is it,
no, you
it
have
just,
to spend money.
It's
like
flex.
It's like about $50,000
to
get
$50,000 because
and,
of
like,
the equipment?
Training equipment and to like pay the guides because you got to pay a guide to bring you up to where you got.
But they
go.
Don't go. They don't climb.
No,
with
they're smart enough not to.
The fastest ascent was 10 hours and 56 minutes.
Wow, he was booking.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was
on foot.
The fastest ascent without supplemental oxygen and fastest ascent from Everest North Base Camp was 16 hours and 45 minutes. So that 10 hours was with supplemental oxygen. Mm-hmm.
Why would you not do the supplemental
longest oxygen? Stay on the summit was 21 hours.
Stay?
Yeah.
That's how long? Damn, they were savoring it. Mm-hmm. That's insane. They stayed up there for a full day.
Yeah.
Most deaths in one day at Everest, 22.
In one day.
In one 24-hour rotation of the goddamn...
A lot... Every
that
guy
was... probably
was,
like a blizzard hit and everybody at the camp was...
Maybe.
You know, imagine the
at
bodies.
Once?
You
just April 25th, 2015.
The guys, that's a crazy job. A lot of the people you sent up there, like, just ain't there no more. Like,
can
there.
You get the bends from going
yeah,
up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So imagine...
What's that?
So the bends is when air bubbles... because of the pressure, air pressure, bubbles form in your bloodstream, and they cause pain, and you could die from it. It's why, like divers, you have to go down a
super
bit,
slow
weight, and then you got to go down more. It's
oh,
just
that's
like
why.
Climbing the mountain, you have to go up. You wait a day, then you go up to the next camp. You wait, and then you go up to the next one, and you wait because you have to adjust to the pressure,
the altitude.
Because even underwater, air bubbles will get in your blood.
Yeah,
it just isn't.
It's nitrogen bubbles. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
This one woman, Lakpa Sherpa.
You didn't have to say her name.
She ascended 10 times.
She what?
Went up,
she went up 10 times.
So imagine, she definitely got the bends.
No, she 10 times, she knows what she's doing.
I don't think she realized she did it yet. She she like, did I do it?
Most summits by a foreigner, non-Nepali or Tibetan, 17 times. Somebody from... United Kingdom named Clinton Cool did it 17 fucking times.
Are they doing this to get on a brand deal?
Well, a lot of the early people were just competing with each other to be like doing all doing the wonders of the world. They're like want to be the person who's climbed it the most. So it's a lot of like
put that shit in Wikipedia,
daredevils.
Nigga.
still no sponsorships. Nobody calls. All right, well, I'll climb it again.
Okay, I'm gonna do it again.
Oh shit. That was impressive for that young lady, but this guy named Kama Rita Sherpa has climbed the mountain 28 times.
That's insane. Yeah. So he looked at the 17 guy like he's...
Huh?
He might live up there.
I mean, I don't know if he lives up there, but he's definitely from Nepal.
Yeah, see, they're attuned to the altitude, too, because they're... Live in those high mountains.
I think his last name is Sherpa.
I need to
he's
see.
Born
his,
for that.
I feel like that was his job. Not his
I need
name.
To look up his network. Look up his network. Like, how's he getting money from this?
It's like, Nike still don't got a.
Kama Rita is his name.
Nike still don't got a.
Might be, yeah.
Everest climbing division.
Position.
Yeah, but it's a. Yeah. Kama Rita
still
is
no
his name.
Ice climbing division, huh?
assisting coach or something.
Adidas.
I think Red Bull would sponsor him. Right.
Yeah. Monster, Red Bull. Yeah. Somebody.
Red Bull will have you climb the whole damn thing just so you can parachute off.
But you got to jump off.
Yeah. But it's not really a parachute. It's like goddamn flying squirrel.
And you freeze.
You get to the bottom. You just stuck like this.
You got a snowboard down.
Did you get that? Did we catch it? Like,
they can give you the flying suit.
We didn't have a card or the camera. We actually got to do it again.
Are people putting flags at the top? Is that the point? Or is
got
it?
To.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Oh,
anymore.
Shit. That was another thing I read about Everest. Like, it's a lot of excrement on there.
Shit.
Like,
got to.
Yeah, people just be taking big shits.
It's probably rocks up there now.
Yeah.
I'm sure living. It freezes pretty quickly.
Reaching the top and it's shitty is that's crazy.
Yeah. Boy, all types of shit.
It stank. And that's it's not crazy. Even,
it's got to be hard and cold trying to push it out because it freezes immediately.
So you basically shitting out a big ass dildo.
It's just stuck coming out. You got the
shake a tail feather.
Get some hot water. Get some hot water.
You know how dogs wipe their butt? They be scraping their butt on the ground.
Taking your shit on the top of Mount Everest. That's a hilarious visual.
Oh, damn.
Hot.
Because now you got to expose your butt. Because that
frostbite.
You reach back there. You're like,
Jesus Christ.
No.
Ting, ting, ting.
I thought my diet would be more healthier than that. Yeah, I mean, at that point, you just got to just keep drinking water and just fast. You got to push all
probably
that out.
Eating a lot of freeze-dried stuff in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That freeze shit sounds dried? Horrible.
Well, like the non-perishables, like MREs and that.
Oh.
Take it up to the so it won't go bad. It won't freeze on you.
Damn. That's a long time.
Well, that has been a great time. Another great show. I want to thank our special guest, Dion Lack, for pulling up, coming through. You know what I'm saying? Dion, you got anything going on that you want to let the people know about?
Hey, man. Go check out my Christmas rap, man.
Come on, man.
Let's go. Yeah, 10-year anniversary.
WRAP?
Man. Huh?
WRAP.
What does that mean?
Rap.
Christmas rap.
Oh.
Bars.
Sorry.
We didn't even see that was happening.
Keep going.
Yeah, I know if he's like, as in an acronym, like.
No, nah, because you said Christmas.
I got.
Ooh, that was good.
Come on.
I didn't know they had jingle bells on soundboards.
Yeah, sleigh bells.
Check out my Christmas rap, man. 10. This is the 10th one. And we did a recap of all the Christmas rest we did, man. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, man.
Brought the whole cast back, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got a little surprises in there.
Yeah, yeah, man. Summer's time for New Year's, too. You about to get that?
That's all your piss sound. Because you don't. It's sad when Tahir piss, he got to spray afterwards.
I drink more water than that.
Damn.
That's why I stopped drinking.
His piss
I was
come
getting
out.
Drunk from peeing.
He takes a piss up, he's like, hey, who's shitting here?
His piss come out like honey.
who's shitting my bathroom?
No, that was me.
Who's shitting the urinal?
It hangs like pit bull drool.
No.
he got to shake it off. Like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys so much for watching. As always, I've been to hear more.
<That's your clap. laughs>
We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays. New Year's.